This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Rob Walton, a billionaire heir to the Walmart fortune, is set to buy the Denver Broncos for $4.65 billion. However, Sportico business reporter Evan Novy Williams reports the price could have been higher.
There's a good chance that some of these bidders are going to want the next NFL team. And they're thinking in the back of their head, if I get into a bidding war with Rob Walton and we get it up to 4.9 and then he buys the team at 4.9, I'm now setting a comp for the next team that I might want to buy in the future. Rob is worth $60+ billion. If he really wants this team and is willing to get in a bidding war for it, I'm not going to win that bidding war.
Rob Walton is leading the purchase with daughter Carrie Walton Penner, her husband Greg Penner, and Starbucks board chair Melody Hompson. A new poll spotlights chronic health problems in Colorado, many exacerbated by the pandemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Colorado Health Foundation polled nearly 3,000 Coloradans. 6 in 10 have experienced mental health strain, such as anxiety, depression, loneliness, or stress. Almost half say they postponed medical or dental care in the last year. Nearly 4 in 10 residents worry that they or someone in their household will be without health insurance in the next year. The 2022 Pulse poll was conducted by telephone and online in April among a random representation of Colorado adults. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A stretch of I-25 in northern Colorado will close overnight for road work starting around 9 p.m. Construction crews will shut down northbound lanes between the Harmony and Prospect Road exits. Drivers should follow posted detour signs. The lanes will open by 5 a.m. tomorrow. This is CPR News.